and I start getting my mind renewed to some of these things, I start calling those things which be not as though they were. And those things that were not became to be, showed up to be, came into manifestation. And I've seen this happen through the years. And sure enough, getting stronger now. Praise be to Jesus. I listen to these statements. God, I speak to you in your spirit. This is why you must renew your mind. We're talking about learning how to live in the realm of the supernatural. See, children need to know that they are supernatural beings when they're born again. So that your mind will be transformed from your carnal way of thinking to a spiritual way of thinking. Or because your mind has been renewed with the word of God, then you can hear what your spirit is saying or what God is saying in your spirit by the Holy Ghost. See, your spirit will talk and you hear what your spirit is saying. But if your mind is not renewed, you can't hear what God is saying because your mind is on carnal things. Remember what we said last week? Your mind is what? It might have been Wednesday night. But your mind is the doorway, the entrance way to your spirit. If your mind is closed, how many of you walk through those closed doors? How many of y'all just came up and y'all just come through the wall? Y'all just certain little period and y'all was in here. No. You were looking for a door because you know you run up against that brick wall. You just wasn't going to quite make it in here. And we come out there and find bruises and bumps on you. Well, once you understand spiritual things, that if I don't take charge, my mind gonna rule me. And my spirit man gonna suffer when God has given me everything. I mean everything. I don't care what it is in life. It may be whatever it has to do with spiritual, God has already given. Whatever has to do with life concerning my mental capacity, God has already given. Whatever God has given to me for my physical life, my physical being, it's already been given. Financially, it's already been given. In how I'm to live with my wife, it's already been given. Now, I can choose to live with her some other kind of way and cause her all kind of hell, which some people do. But I can choose God's way and make her a blessing, be a blessing. Well, she will enjoy life still of just tolerating me. God have told us how to live. Can I talk some real talk up in this place today? Can I just get down right, just get, and fold my arms too? Is that okay? I got them folded anyway.
All right now.
You see, God told us about life. And see, sometimes we talk about the spiritual side, which is the most important side, but you're a physical being. Anybody in this house today?
Yes,
if you don't know how to take care of your physical body, you're going to have a lot of problems. And just because you're real cute now, young people, and then your skin real tight and shiny.
Come on, say that.
And And then you want to put the clothes on so you can let everybody see it's tight and shiny and, you know, tight. And, you know what I'm saying. Somebody, I was talking, I was talking to a guy the other day, and I thank God for my life. I really do, and I'm working on myself. I'm not, every day I want to get better. Amen. We was talking. We found out that we were the same age. I think he was born in August or September 1. I was born in November, so he had me a couple, 2 or 3 months. Then he reached over, he touched my face, and then he put his hand. He said, "Man, how come your face, your skin's so smooth on your face, and mine's so wrinkled? I don't know." I'm going to let it stay as smooth as long as it stays smooth. But I remember when it was tighter than what it is. My army buddy, you'd be surprised. See, after 50 years, I never knew this, and I'm going somewhere with it. After 50 years, I never knew this. He said, "Man, when you was in the army," this we was just in Washington back here in November. He said, "Man, when you was in the army," he said, "I used to watch you." I said, "Man, that guy got some guns on him." He said, "I ain't never seen nobody could dig a foxhole like it." He didn't know that I had a trainer. And y'all, many of y'all never come up under the trainer I had. I had Turner Jones. He trained me. I can not only dig a foxhole, I can dig a hole anywhere. If you can dig a hole with a shovel, some of you can't compute with this, but this is what he told me to do. When they first put running water in the house, they had to have a separate tank, okay? And Daddy had me to go out there and dig that separate tank with a shovel. In gumbo, y'all understand? Do y'all understand? Uh-huh. But where I'm going. But if you keep living, you live long enough, them skin gonna loosen up and they're gonna wrinkle up. And what you do in the time while you're young, gonna depend on how you're gonna live when you get older. What I mean by that, let me break it down so it can be real clear. How you will function in life when you're older. Because if you live like hell young, you're going to have some showing of hell when you get old. Just because you can drink it up and shoot it up and run it up and push it up and whatever else you do. And everybody, they talk about how you were acting. Man, you look, I'm telling you, it's going to cost you if you don't take care of that body. You ain't got but one. You're going to lay down in front of everybody. You're going to jump up on everything. It's going to cost you. Oh, you may be having fun now, but when you get my age, you're going to say, "Oh, what a fool I was." What am I saying? We do things, and then when we get in trouble, we want somebody to pray us out the next day. And you've been working on that for years. And then when somebody tried to correct you when you're young, you get mad. So I ain't listen to that. I do what I want to do. Okay, go ahead and do what you want to do. Go ahead. That's your right. Go ahead. Do what you want to do. But I promise you, I'm going to see you again. Amen. And what I mean by that, you're going to see that again.